LETBURNRANT, Clickstream and the Joy, Let Burn Podcast, Google, Apple, Spotify, and on YouTube also. I just wanna wrap up with this backlash in France. I didn't get a chance to really watch it. Like I said, wasn't getting it. I think everybody has been watching worldwide with the whole beef with Kendrick and Drake right now. Everything else has kind of been in a back burner. So I wanted to tell you that I watched it. It was okay. Or, you know, definitely a little let down over the hype of WrestleMania. But it still delivered in aspects. So let me just get with the first match that we had right now. And let's get it going. First match, we had a regular match between Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Tama Tonga, and Solo Sikoa. After a couple of minutes, they couldn't handle nobody. General manager came out from SmackDown. Nick Aldis made this an official street fight, and it was very proper because this was beautiful. I felt like this was probably going to be a horrible match if it wasn't for the street fight. Since it became a street fight, it was a lot better. The fans want what they want, and they got what they deserve at that point. Brutal fight up and down, RKO everywhere. Kevin Owens almost got himself the win. Tamaloa came out as Tama Tonga's brother, Haku's son. This bloodline family runs deep. They are the greatest family dynasty in all of wrestling right now. And did I mention that Randy Orton was trying to hit Solo in the head? They really don't play around when they talk about getting hit in the head right now. They sell that shit to perfection. I respect it. Overall, Bloodline wins. Street fight. Paul Heyman in conflict with himself right now because he's went from, you know, sharing Roman Reigns as a tribal chief to now being forced to share Solo as a new chief right now. The whole Bloodline family is in turmoil. Rox is in Hollywood. Roman is out. Jimmy Uso sideline. Jey Uso don't care no more. There's a whole bunch of fucked up shit right now going on right now. And I'm kind of wondering, will this be Bloodline Survivor Series coming up between this? Because there's no way in hell you can't do that match right now as the main event for Survivor Series. Maybe SummerSlam if it comes down to it, if Roman Reigns come back in time. Overall, I think because it became a street fight, I'm going to give this a perfect 79. And that's it. That's all I can leave for that. The triple threat match for the women's championship, I give that an 82. That high pace, quick Tiffany Stratton really fitted in with this triple threat match right now. Made Naomi look like she never lost a step. And Bayley, still the champion as she is right now, is still overcoming everything. And she made it work. She got through adversity. Tiffany Stratton is definitely a future champion in the making right now. She's absolutely amazing, and everything that everybody has said about Tiffany Stratton so far has been correct. She is definitely going to be one of those females that's going to really bridge the gap for WWE for as many years as they come right now. Simply amazing. You got to salute to her right now. She definitely did not hold back in her first ever championship appearance. Like I said, there's not much you can really say about what she was able to contribute. Like I said, overall, Bayley gets the win. Everybody goes home happy at this point. You can't ask for anything more from what I saw right now. So yeah, high pace, definitely a lot of, you know, not really any issues honestly right now with this match. I have no problem with it. So like I said, it's gonna get me. Like I said, I give it an 82. Like I said, no real complaints right now that I'm going to even make. I'm not really going to knock it. Also, like I said, the fans, they was really into it. No more. Like I said, 82. I ain't going to hold you with this match. This match was okay. Too much interference. I think it messed it up, right? Honestly, I would have loved to see just a 1v1. And just like it is, Damian Priest is champion. He should be treated as such right now. No offense to JD McDonagh and Finn Balor, but, you know, their interference was not needed at this current time. And I think that's the best thing I can really say about it right now. And it sucks, too, because it just seems like Naozu is definitely a very great talented wrestler. But this is like the third straight match in a row that he's kind of been part of like an underwhelming performance. Oh, the score I'm giving is a 70. It should be a lot higher, but I think the interference kind of messed it up right now. Otherwise, this would have been a little bit better. I don't know. I wasn't feeling this match at all. For whatever reason, I don't know. It just wasn't sinking in. The French crowd is going to be rocking throughout. So I removed them completely and just took it entirely for what it was right now. And it just wasn't clicking. And maybe because, I don't know, maybe because of the WWE draft right now that everybody's going to go to different brands. I don't know if these two are going to still stay in the same. If they do, maybe they can have a feud. And maybe it'll go into the next PLE. I believe that's the King and Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia. If it does, then maybe you can stretch it out 3 more weeks and see what goes with it. But for right now, 70 is the highest I can give this right now. And your new women tag team champions, Jade Cardkill and Bianca Belair. Congratulations to them ladies. This is like Jade Cardkill's third appearance in a PLE. You would have thought that she was like Tiffany Stratton just, you know, getting a rocket shipment back of her. But she's not. She's Jade Cardkill. Is this too early to just give it to somebody as green as her? Yes, very. But I guess it's okay because you got one of the best wrestlers as a woman, or maybe as men and women out here in WWE. As just in the women's division alone, she's definitely one of the greatest ever. All jokes aside, or everything like that right now, not even joking, but Bianca Belair is one of the greatest female WWE wrestlers ever. And it's just a matter of less than 6 years already. She's definitely done it all, and now with this, she's definitely done it all. So kudos to her. Jade Cardkill, she's still got a long ways to go, but knowing that whatever mistakes that she's going through, Bianca could pick up. And that's a great thing right now with a tag team. You can always have each other's backs through thick and thin and fix each other's flaws. And I believe that's going to be the case in this situation. They get the win. I give this a 73. This was an okay match. I'm not really complaining too much about it. I wasn't really expecting this to be on the PLE. But since it was, and since you want to give Jade Cardkill a pretty much a rocket strapping to her, like Tiffany Stratton is being right now, then you want to push her as high as you can right now. And her being with Bianca Belair, is, like I said, is going to help remove the weaknesses that she might have or will have that can be covered up. So congratulations on them. I don't know. I feel sorry for the Kabuki Warriors. They probably didn't deserve to take this L right now. They had the title since January. Maybe they could have held on to it a little bit longer. Hopefully they get it back again, I believe. And hopefully when they do, that's when you push, you know, Jade Cardkill against Bianca Belair for WrestleMania next season. If those are the likely plans that's going to happen between them. Who knows? I don't know. But yeah, that's it. New women's champion.
And the last match, Universal Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes, AJ Styles. This was a banger. This was a good match. I give this an 81. Like I said, when I did about this pay-per-view, this was a decent pay-per-view. I feel like it could have been a lot better from the WrestleMania, but I think we're off that WrestleMania high. And we went from like 15 matches just simply to just 5 matches. That's pretty much a normal, you know, non-big 4, big 5, you know, PLE, I guess, for WWE right now. And you're overseas. You don't want to, you know, I'm pretty sure they was doing a lot of European tours and everything else. So, and overall, this was a, like I said, Cody. This was back and forth. I don't think they never faced each other before. I'm surprised, from the Bullet Clubs into TNA and wherever they was at before that. I'm surprised they never really like truly faced each other in WWE. But this was a dope match. AJ Styles, you gotta lay off the purple, man. You look like you're part of the Judgment Day rocking that shit. Change that whole attire. After that, this was good. This was very good. I gave this an 81 for a reason. This was good. It was entertaining. And it was kind of good not to see Cody Rhodes do the fucking crossroads three straight times and shit. Like, you really gotta knock somebody out like there's like some fucking Super Saiyan God-like wrestler. He got one of them was good enough to take care of AJ Styles as it should have been. AJ Styles gave everything he can. He made this interesting. We already knew what Cody was gonna win. Maybe they should have had done something after and had somebody pull up on him and just kick his ass, but it's, like I said, you're in France right now. We just make the people happy out there, and we go on to the actually it's about what about a month or so they go to Saudi Arabia, I believe, for the king and queen of the ring. That'll be the next PLE if I'm not mistaken. So overall, this was a good Backlash France edition of WWE. I'm tired. Well, hopefully, y'all was able to enjoy this. I know this was a late schedule. This was definitely late because this was early in the morning when they did this right now. Most of the PLEs overseas is gonna probably be morning time. But I hope y'all enjoy. LETBURNRANT. This is the LeBurN Podcast. Subscribe, like, follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Apple, Google, Spotify, and YouTube. Peace, love, and head grease. Burn it.